Besties, it's Love That For You coming with a new episode. And Judy, I just have to say, it's been a fucking week.
Yeah?
Yeah. I'm tired.
Why? Why is that?
Well, it was Valentine's Day this week. And I
What
have
is
to let you know that instead of out there breaking hearts, I was breaking toes. Mine, to be specific. I'm pretty sure I broke the piggy that had roast beef. Yes, people, I did have to look it up. Because no, I could not remember the order of which the piggies left my foot. So I had to figure out which pinky that were. Why do I keep seeing pinky? Oh God, this is how much I just need to, like, I need a moment. I just need a week. I
That's
just
not
need
a
a week.
moment. A moment is not a week.
Exactly. I don't want just a moment. I need a week. I need someone to, I want them to use their forget me scanner from Men in Black. I need one of those. I need a reset, like a
Gosh, I would
remote from
love
Click.
one of those.
Oh my God, I would love to have one of those. People out there know way too much about me, and I'm like, I wish I had one of those. Click. That'd be so nice. But yeah, so much has happened. It's kind of a let's compact 2 weeks of stuff in 1 week. So yay for us. But yeah, coming at you with a new episode. I'm really excited. We have so much to talk about. Judy,
Sierra.
anything we should add?
No. I mean, I
Okay.
have things to add later.
We have things to add to the rest of the pod, but not now.
Not now. I don't
Okay.
know. You know, just living.
I'm doing my reassuring. My overthinkingness and anxiety just flaring up. Like, are we good? We good. You good? I'm good. All right.
Deal with that every day.
Oh my God,
No,
every day, every
not
day.
from me.
Oh. Not like you, not like that's not you, or you're like feeling it from other people.
No, I have a boyfriend who's cancer.
Yeah, and one of your besties in Aquarius. I don't know what deal you got there, man.
Actually, two of my best friends are Aquariuses, because Olivia is too, and she is a trip as well.
I hope she says in a loving, caring, endearing way.
Oh, yes. Simply the best.
I have to say, I'm sorry. I think Aquariuses are like more the chill like people, and I like that. Just, I want to be chill so bad. Like I'm like, let me do my thing, you do yours. Don't touch me, but I'll think about it. I'm too much like a cat, to be quite honest. It's like, I only want affection when I actually want it. You try to give it to me, I'm not gonna respond well.
Would you say that you're easy breezy?
That's me, just
Something.
breezy.
Oh my gosh, you're
It
so
negates the
welcome.
breezy.
Oh dear. Here we are.
I think we say it every single pod. We could literally quote Friends till the cows come home.
For sure.
Everything has some sort of meaning. I mean,
It does. Everything can be relevant.
back to Friends.
Everything can be taken back to an episode, a moment, whatever you want to call it in Friends. And if you think I'm wrong, you're wrong.
You know, I was homeschooled, so I really didn't get the opportunity to have like a high school moment where you can quote something because I've seen that in school books. And you know, I love seeing TikToks where kids quote like TV shows like to the dot, and it's the best thing when they quote like The Office. I love that for you. You know what else I would love? I'd love to see more Friends things in there. I would love to be able to do the scene where Chandler's like, I don't give great advice. Can I interest you in a sarcastic comment?
I know that's like your theme.
Well, I think I give good advice, but I can also provide her a sarcastic comment.
Yes, you sure can.
Sure can. But yeah, I'm feeling like we should, I know we've kind of tiptoed. Oh, not my broken toe. But
pardon me.
It's just gonna be a toe pun throughout the whole show. Let's talk about our highs and lows for the week.
Yeah. Do you want to go first? Or do you want me to go first?
You know, I'm going to take the lead on this one because it's Aquarius season. And for one moment, at 1 month out of the year, we have the right to say, damn, look at me. I take charge.
It's more than 1 month, but go ahead.
Okay, fine, whatever. So I'm super excited. I get to hang out with two friends on Friday. So I get to hang out with my friend Anna and my friend Nicole, and it's going to be so much fun. We're all chipping in to do something, which is I'm looking forward to it. I was promised coconut margaritas. So yeah. Hi, I'm there. Judy.
Yeah, any party with a coconut margarita.
Party. I was like, hello. You had me at Co.
Oh my gosh. Okay. There I lifted my arm when I made that because I talk with my hands. And there was like this thing dangling from my shirt and I literally had a full blown heart attack just now. But it was just like a little arm fuzzy, so we're good.
I think you and I are both very aware of our surroundings when it comes to like spiders in your space.
Yeah.
Whatever that spider phobia thing is, I'm sure we have it. Even over the smallest spider, it could be as small as a pin drop. We'd still be like, nope. Get that devil out of my house. It knows too much. It's seen where I live. It's going to tell its friends.
That's why you should always have a flame torch on hand.
I think my saying go-to late is like, if a spider comes into my house, I'm killing you and its entire bloodline. I want no trace of where I lived. I killed a spider. I had to have someone else kill a spider for me. I tried to kill it and it didn't die. And I had to give it to someone else to kill for me. And they're like, you tried to kill it? And I'm like, it knows too much. It knows where I sleep personally. It was over my bed. It knows. It's like, that's who I need to go back to when I get out. Like, he's done time. Like, I got to get back to her. That's my very rational thinker. I'm just like, get that thing out of my face. I just want to pull a stepbrother's. That's my stepbrother's quote. It's like, I'm going to roundhouse kick him in the face. But yeah, you and I both get freaked out of spiders, so.
Yeah, we
what
do.
Bonds us, sort of fear of spiders together.
Oh, sure.
Especially when you see me and when I'm over at your place and you're like, kill it. And I'm like, my height does not make a difference here. We're both scared of that thing.
It should.
Just because I'm taller does not mean I'm braver.
It comes with the territory.
Not because there's more of me that there is more confidence instilled. That's not how these things work. It's so terrifying. We have to get back on track. Judy.
You digress. Like always. My high is the Super Bowl was actually really nice. Just had some fun with the fam. And yeah, of course, it all came down to the fourth quarter, of course. Blah, blah, blah. The halftime was phenomenal.
Oh, yeah.
So freaking about it. It was so great. Brought me back to my high school days.
It literally just, you know, I love the memes that came out of it too.
Oh, yeah.
Like in the TikToks that were like, you may think you know your parents. And then it's like, but then put on the halftime Super Bowl. And it's like, na, 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 na.
Na, 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 na. It was, and the surprise by 50 Cent, that was. Oh my gosh. Anyway.
Right? Honestly, that whole thing was just amazing, astounding. I want to pull that clip from of Gaga. Astounding, amazing, trendsetting.
Yes, more millennial things.
This is our love language. Like, it, this is what we're the era of Vine. And I actually was talking to some 18-year-old about that. It's like, you know what? Yeah. I'm like, first of all, child, you weren't even born when, I mean, I think you were maybe what, 8? I'm literally 10 years older than her. And can we also just pause for a second? I had a heart attack when my brother was like, oh yeah, she's 10 years older than you. And I'm like, bleh. Did you just say I'm 10 years older than someone? Meaning they're illegal? Hard pass.
Yeah.
Anyway, we were talking about, this is our generation. We talk in vines.
It's true.
If we don't talk in vines, you don't understand us.
Yeah.
If you're not talking in Vine or TikToks, we need to talk.
No, I'm going to pass on the TikTok situation.
I know TikTok's not your jam, but I don't know why you diss it so much. It's so
good.
It's
not mine. It's not any millennial's jam except for yours. So
that's not true. There's a lot more millennials that are out there who actually don't have a job anymore because their job is literally TikTok because they get paid that much. Yeah.
Yeah, I wouldn't want that. Anyways, back to stuff. And then Olivia and I are going to our winery on Saturday. And the store is having like this pizza food truck thing that I set up and forgot about. So I guess that's happening.
What is it?
This guy who has like a fire truck and he turned it into a wood fire pizza food cart. He's going to be at our parking lot every other Saturday. And that starts this Saturday, so.
I'll tell my parents when they come back from their trip.
Yeah.
He's
fantastic, so.
What's it called?
Hook and Ladder Pizza.
Why does that name sound kind of familiar?
Well, he does a lot of stuff in Sherwood and Newburgh, so that's probably why it sounds familiar. You've probably seen him somewhere. But.
Maybe.
Yeah.
I'll have to tell my dad because my dad was a firefighter, so he might like that.
Yeah. Yeah, it'd be really cool.
Honestly, you want to hit up marketing for that type of thing? You should tell the firefighters that are in, you should post something for Newburgh Net Firefighters and Sherwood Firefighters.
I did for Newburgh.
Sherwood might not be bad.
I was going to see if David wanted to do like a discount for first responders.
Honestly,
but I
hell yeah.
I haven't gotten that far. It's everyone just keeps shoving events down my throat that they want to have happen, and that's great, but like nobody else on my team is building that. It's just me. So just calm the fuck down.
Oh, I feel that on a mad level.
So okay, what was your low?
I aged.
She aged.
It was last week. I was innocent. I was just a bystander.
Oh, good God.
Hey, my 28s hit me. It hit me hard. Actually, no. It was a lot of socializing for me. I think I got 6 months worth of socializing in one weekend done, and I was really impressed with myself. That's not the low part. That's the high part. I just may need some more social, like, workout. Because there's a lot of interaction. And as much as I love it, sometimes I okay, I need me time.
You need me time all the time.
I really do. People really stress me out. That's my low. I'm constantly stressed. So yes, I have aged. I'm a year older. Looks better. Also, I may have broken my toe. So, like I said before, I may not have been out there breaking hearts on Valentine's Day, but I was breaking my toe.
Yeah. What a delight. cafe.
Yeah. Yeah. It was real fun. I accidentally kicked this shelf that's supposed to be reattached in our bathroom. It was out down on the floor, and I'm carrying work crap from my room to my office, and I wasn't paying attention, and it must have been sticking out, and I kicked that sucker like I was kicking a football into the end zone.
Well, we can't say that for all the kickers this year in the NFL. Not everyone kicked as well as you did.
Yeah, I don't practice, so if you guys want tips from me.
Oh, dear.
But yes, my poor foot looks like she's been in a bad relationship. Needs to seek shelter. So, yeah, that's my low. Yours?
Oh.
Say it's not so. Well, what are you doing?
I definitely forgot that I had a low. So Olivia got me into Orange Theory. I love Orange Theory. It's become a great thing in my life. Then this lady is all like, oh my gosh. Well, because last week I run on the treadmill now. Like I'm a jog runner. I'm not a power walker anymore.
Damn.
And I shouldn't do that in front of Olivia, because Olivia was all like, oh my gosh, we should do a 5K together. And then I was all of a sudden thinking about Brittany runs a marathon, and I was like, if she can do it, I can do it. All right. And now that's where we're at.
Yeah, in the back of my mind, I'd be having that song that goes, hell no, 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 no. And then
wasn't coming out of my mouth. My mouth said, I'd love to. And my head said, what the fuck is wrong with you? So that's where we're at.
Knowing me, I would be the people pleaser and be like, I'm so down for that. And then as the weeks progress, slowly making excuses that I have to dip.
Yeah, but we go to Orange Theory together, so she knows that I'm not dipping. So I just...
See, you've made you're too available. You're out there. People know you're going to commit to stuff. You got to be, like, elusive. You go every now and then. They don't know your routine.
Yeah, but I have to go a lot because I actually really like this group fitness. I think it's because of the loud music and, like,
Lauren at my studio
yells at me. What?
Did you just say food fitness?
No.
What did you just say?
I said group fitness.
Oh, I heard food fitness. I was like, damn, you know what? Sign me up for some of that.
Right? I would love that. No, but starting training for that. So here we are.
For the win.
Yeah. Okay.
Love that for you. Okay. Speaking of being fitness and being in food groups, being food fitness, we're going to talk about happy hour for what you're eating. Oh, I totally skipped over one too.
You sure did, but now we've committed to what
you know what? I'm going to commit to it. Fuck it. I've literally been throwing things in the chuck it.
Fuck we've it, never actually said, let's be those bougie bitches that go in order.
This is true, you know? And
they're more guidelines.
Say that again, because I think you went all C-3PO on me.
Oh, okay. They're more of guidelines, not rules.
Honestly, I just felt like the moment moved me into food, because we were just talking about food. And I'm like, that's where my brain went. As equally as I am excited for the According to Your Zodiac, please stay tuned. We'll tell you all about it. I'm really excited because I just see the one that I wrote down and I miss it already. So I want to talk about it.
Good Lord. Go ahead.
Can we talk about it? So we're going to talk about happy hour, places that we love to go to. Maybe not all the time. but they are still near and dear to our hearts. So like happy hour, appetizers, that kind of thing. I don't know. I will let Judy go first.
I already said you could go. You're so jazzed to talk about it.
Westgate, it's ours. It's something we share together, though.
It's true.
I brought you into the fold for Westgate.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. If you live in the Beaverton area over by Cedar Hills, the most amazing place to get burgers and good drinks lies there. Westgate is located off of Cedar Hills Boulevard next to Goodwill. I'm obsessed with their cheese curds. If you are a huge cheese fanatic like I am, then you'll love Westgate. But anyway, Judy and I love getting their cocktails. I think my favorite drink from them is Girl with Green Eyes or Lemon Meringue Pie.
And mine is Sex on a Cloud.
Not there. That's Fireside.
It doesn't matter. It's my favorite drink from anywhere.
I think we need to go back to Fireside and be like, look, level with us. What's in this? So I can like tell me exactly what goes into this drink so that everywhere we go, it's Judy's drink.
They can just call it Judy on a Cloud.
Yes, bitch, let's go.
No big deal.
But yeah, no, it's such a good place to get food and such a great place to get drinks. I highly recommend them. Oh, and their Brussels sprouts.
Yeah, those are pretty good.
I love everything from them. And they've got great service too. Anytime that I've ever been there, they have been super stellar. And some of the names of their food and their drink has just a really fun name to it. Like, I'm pretty sure that they have like a poison ivy burger or sandwich. They get a boring Betty, which is like a basic cheeseburger, but you can give her kind of like dress her up however you want. So it's amazing. Their play on words is hilarious. So highly recommend. Okay. I said too much. Go.
You did. It was great. My favorite place for happy hour is Swift Lounge, and they are still open even during all this craziness. Wow. They are located off of Broadway, I think, if I remember correctly. I haven't been there in so long. But they're my spirit animal. They serve their drinks in mason jars. I know. I love them.
They're off in Portland?
Yes.
Ah.
In Portland. But it's not downtown Portland, so it's a little bit more reachable.
Oh, gotcha.
Yes. But their happy hour is bomb. And some of their mason jar drinks are $3 during that time.
Oh, really? That's really affordable.
Yeah, it's really, really great. It's super. So, when I was online dating, that's where I would make everyone meet me, is at Swift.
Hey, you should have everyone meet you at Swift.
Oh, sure.
Swift Lounge. So much fun. I love appetizers. Any place that has like good like snacks, they're just great. I love them.
Yes, they are great.
Another place I wanted to talk about was Hops and Drops. They're a franchise that's, I don't know how many, if they're in other states, but I know they have multiple locations in Oregon. They do amazing lemon drop martinis. Well, they're kind of like lemon drop martinis. But their food is fantastic. They do a jalapeno cream cheese burger that's super yum. It's one of my faves. And their drinks are fantastic. They give you a little shaker for your extra so you can like still continue to pour, but it's a cute little shaker. I really want to play that sound from TikTok where it's like, you're coming home with me.
Oh my gosh. Yeah, but they're like ice. They're ice things. Their ice drops are the best freaking things.
That's what I was meaning. Yeah, like their lemon drop. Like they're known for their like martini drinks, I guess. But it's the way that they do is they freeze a like almost like a martini mold. So the ice is kind of like this cone, and they put that so it in a container so it drips the excess water, but then you can pour your drink in it. It's very cool. Very, very fun. Say sometime we'll go there and I'll film something for you. I'll show you how cool it is. We'll just do it like a food journey.
I love that.
Okay, you go.
I put down Bartini because it was literally my favorite place to go when I was working at the Starbucks up in Northwest District. And they literally had, like, during their happy hour, all of their martinis and everything, it's half price. So, like, a martini is, like, $4. It's the greatest. They have the bougiest dessert martinis you could ever think of. They have, like, 13 pages of just martinis. It's literally the greatest.
That's what they're known for, yeah.
Yeah, well, and then attached to them is their other business that's Urban Fondue, which, in my opinion, not that I've ever been there, is better than the Melting Pot.
Okay, I feel like we need to, you know, truly put this out to the test. We have to go on a field trip.
Well, yeah, of course. And they have, like, a two can dine for, like, $59. It's, yeah, it's...
I know, it's cute. I love the play on words so much.
I know. And then the last one I put down was Claim Jumper because they have all day happy hour on Sunday and it's bomb. And
who doesn't love Claim Jumper?
Yeah, I mean, they have really good Moscow mules.
They have a good variety of just all the things.
I was going to put down Brick's Tavern just because they do have bougie brunch on Saturday and Sundays. So it's, you know, all you can drink mimosas for $10, but I don't want to seem like an alcoholic.
I mean, La Provence does like good, like.
Yeah, they have a mimosa flight. That's pretty awesome.
But I also would like there to be like bottomless mimosa.
But that's what Bricks is bottomless mimosas. They just keep pouring them.
I like it. Say less. We Uber home.
I know.
That's the smartest way to do it, guys. If you're going to drink and you don't, and everyone's drinking, you don't have a designated driver, get an Uber. Don't drink and drive. Be smart. Yeah. Drink smart. Be smart. It's just going to be our slogan. Be smart. Hey, that can be one of our merch things. Be smart.
Be smart.
Okay.
Now we can jump back.
Circling back. We're going to talk about our zodiac sign, Judy.
Sierra. The zodiac this week is the best plant you are based on your zodiac sign. Or the best plant you should get.
Yeah. You guys can check out what your zodiac is on the gram. There's images of them, so you can tell what they are in case you don't know what that plant is. So, or how to pronounce them, like mine. So, Judy, you take yours first.
I shall. So, mine is called a Monstera Deliciosa. Obviously.
Deliciosa.
Exactly. So this plant is known for its head. Oh, wait. I'm just reading this part. Head-turning Leos attract the spotlight wherever they go. Like the Deliciosa, your presence fills a room and is impossible to ignore. Leos also love bright light, too, just like their plant pal. Whether it's from their ruling star, the sun, or a stadium filled with adoring fans.
I love that for you.
I do too. My hand came out like I was saying thank you to the crowd.
Yeah. I mean, naturally.
It just happened.
So I'm not going to say its full name because let's be real, I'm dyslexic, and if you guys make fun of me, it's just bullying on people. So I'm just going to call it the Pila because I think that's pretty much what it's called anyway. I'm not going to try to pronounce
Yeah, that's just his family name.
its root
But
family, direct descent. I'm sorry. So the Aquarius is a peppy presence in any group, just like the Pila. As the sign of the future, Aquarians don't like to get dragged into drama. They'd rather envision bright tomorrow and spread happiness, just like this plant. We do.
we do.
I agree. I don't love drama. When there's drama, I'm stressed. I'm stressed to the max. I'm an overthinker. I have anxiety. Hi. It's me. So, we don't like the drama, but we do like to think forward thinking like that. So, we just want a brighter tomorrow and spread happiness. Sometimes I spread out reality. That's not going to work for you sometimes. I
Yeah,
want to sp also, I know it's not on here, but Aquarians, we speak the truth and we get in trouble 100% of the time because we are. Like we may make our words sound pretty, but let's be real. We know we have to tell the truth one way or another. It just depends on how you dress it up.
it's true. It's true.
So, love that for us. But you can check the rest of your zodiacs on the gram. So many cute images, maybe inspo, so you can get a new plant. That's
Side
me.
note, in our office, I put a snake plant in there yesterday because I thought that would be the boys' vibe, like Jacob and
Right.
Rob. So
Yes.
it's just like this very basic snake plant that's just very like unneedy and just looks good in the cor in the table, and it's lovely.
You know, I would love to get a snake plant. I need to get a snake plant. I have actually no, I
We
have a
have some
snake plant.
really good ones right now.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, our gardener Megan takes really good care of them, actually.
Oh dope. I have so many plants right now. I'm doing better, I feel like, with pothos plants personally. I also just love how pretty they trail. I have a marble pothos that I'm super obsessed with. And I have a, but I just remembered I do have a moonstone snake plant that's super cute.
Yeah, that sounds about right.
A fun time. But yeah, check out your zodiac on the gram. And if you're not following us, then what are you doing?
Not following us.
Not following us when you could be following us. We give you permission.
Yeah, we don't even have one of those things that say request. We just let you follow us.
Yeah. We like to share. Sharing is caring. Okay, so let's dive in with what you flixin'. Boy, do Judy and I have a lot to share. So we'll promise to keep them to a min, but I think I can say it for both of us. We're both now done with the bold
What
types.
a freaking trip. Honestly, I'm kind of pissed. The last episode is just kind of like, oh, let's just get all this shit out there really quick so we can have like partial closure and they'll be fine. Well, I'm not fine.
We're millennials. We're never okay. Even if you try to rush through it in one episode, we're still not fine with it. We're still dealing with the loss that we had when Steve left us from Blue's Clues.
I'm still dealing with the loss of Heart of Dixie and not having any closure from that. And now to go to this, like,
Nah, man, we've been just carrying that hurt. Don't matter if you try to throw it in an episode, it's still gonna hurt for us.
I don't really care about giving spoilers because you should, like, people should have already finished it. But I cannot believe that Richard, who was going to adopt a child was all like, actually, wait, no, stop. I love you more than being a dad. So let's get back together. Like, what the fuck?
Yeah. Yeah, that marriage is going to last.
I mean, was blown away by that situation.
I wish that they wanted to be together. Like, you know, she wanted to have kids. Like, I feel like
I really thought that's what was going to happen. Like, she was going to come to her senses and be like, you know what? Actually, I do want to be a mom. I want to be better than my mom was.
Especially going through that breakthrough as much as she had. Yeah, we should be the writers.
Yeah.
Call us.
We're available.
Well, maybe. We'll see what we have available on our schedule for you.
That's true.
Yeah, we're very exclusive. But we invite, but we ask for everybody to follow us on Instagram.
First.
Yeah. Yeah. All about it. All about it. Yeah, I wasn't a huge fan of also how Jane finally got her dream job and then was like, nah, bitch, they ain't for me. And then it's like, Kat, you the second runner up.
Okay, yeah, that really bothered me.
But I mean, I love the fact that she's the one to run it. I just feel like they quickly swept everything under the rug. Like, oh, he's no longer here, so you can come back.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, first of all, if my work was like that, I'd be like, who, new number, who dis? Like, don't try to come back to me going, yeah, even though you fucked up a little and pissed off someone big and now they're gone, we cool.
Yeah. I also wanted her to, like, end up with her hot, sexy writer guy. So, like.
You mean Jane?
Yeah.
I did not want her to go back to him after.
Ever. He reminds me of.
He cheated.
No, not that one. The one that she was working with. Yeah. Yeah. The one.
We clearly watched this show.
What's his name? That's in Gossip Girl and You.
Ah.
He looks like him.
Oh, was it the writer guy? Him? Oh, yeah.
Yeah, he totally looks like him.
I know who you're talking about.
Mm-hmm.
He's real fine.
Exactly.
I would have liked to have seen that go through. I don't understand still why it didn't. But that's cool. I'm glad that Kat ended up with Adina, though, because I loved Adina.
I know. I was jazzed for that, but I guess you can't win them all.
Yeah. Well...
But it was good while it lasted, so.
Yeah. It was temporary. But still.
Yeah.
You want to go with one?
Sure. I put down Pivoting. It's a new show on Hulu. I think it might air on Fox first or NBC. I'm not sure. It's a day after show. But it has been so good. It has the actress from... Once Upon a Time in It. Jennifer Gooden or it has her in it and a couple of other people. But it's just really good. It's just this like heartfelt drama that's funny at times and deals with reality, and it's actually been really good. So I'm really enjoying it.
I have seen the commercial. My mom every now and then dips over near it, and I'm like, no. my mom doesn't like watching trailer stuff because trailers now pretty much give the whole show away and make up stuff that isn't even true in the show. So it's like, what's the point? My mom's like, it's just I watched it there, but I saw the trailer for it, And I was like, ew. And I know my mom is still, you know, kind of dealing with her feelings about her sister, or my adopted aunt, if you will. She wasn't blood, but she was more than family. When she passed away, you know, kind of dealing with the loss of that, like losing an arm, you know, I was like, ooh, yeah, no, we're not gonna have you watch that one.
Yeah, it deals with that in the first episode a little bit, but after that, and it's very, very light. And after that, it just goes into them trying to figure out life and their different aspects of it. It's actually really, really, it's non-triggering.
I'll have to screen it first. My mom also deals with anxiety.
Yeah.
So, careful with mom. Okay, so I'm skipping all the other ones. I just have to talk about it really quick because I binged it. I'm not going to give any spoilers. Second season of Dollface came out. Yeah, your girl binged it in a day.
Yeah, I can't believe that, but here we are.
I'm just so obsessed with that show. So it's just so good. I don't love how they brought back Matthew Gray Gubler, but... And how that all worked out, because I feel like that was just a major cop out. Without trying to give any spoilers, I wish that they had done his character a little differently. But it was so good. I may watch it again. Just I think it's going to be part of my comfort rewatch. It was just so good.
Well, that's good to know that it'll be a rewatch.
It's definitely a rewatch. I think it's just easy to like. I love the meanings behind some of it too, you know. It's a. I appreciate seeing people who can have friends like that. It's nice.
Yeah.
But anyway, I digress, as Judy would say. Judy.
Sweet Magnolias season 2. I binged that in a day, so I understand. Your Dollface situation, Sweet Magnolias, has been. It reminds me a lot of Heart of Dixie, but without the doctor portion. Okay. It's really, really good. It's sappy. It's romantic. It pulls at your hearts. It's blah, blah, blah. It's all these things. It's, I don't know, for a Netflix show, I'm very, very impressed by it. It's definitely in the realm of Virgin River. Less drug activity, which I appreciate. But I don't know. It's just a really, really well-written show.
See, I love it when you can find a really well-written show. We don't get... I don't feel like a lot of that happens anymore.
My friend Brian actually... So he'll Snapchat me little snippets because he's watching through it right now. So it's funny to know that, like, guys are into it too.
You know what? We should be able to normalize that. Boys can enjoy romance.
Oh, there's yeah. Just... Yeah, for sure.
Boys can boys can cry. We're not going to be scared of them.
Not scared.
Not entirely.
Yeah.
We don't mean to. There's this guy on TikTok that I love. He's so funny. It's like from the boy's perspective. It's like, you know, like when the girl says the right thing or when you're broken up with. Like they do this dramatic scene where the guy walks in and he's got his gay best friend, roommate or whatever. And he's sitting there and it's just like, how'd it go? And the guy at the door just suddenly turns and he's got mascara down his face. Like it's just... It's seriously the best. I don't know if I have not sent these to you, Judy. I need to start sending them to you. But your love language is not TikTok. It's mine.
It's not, but I do love the TikToks that you send me. So I guess my love language is receiving TikToks, but not having to do with anything past that.
But that's, yeah. Yeah, I get that.
You know, I'm sure that if I got into it and if it was something that I did on a more frequent basis, I probably would be into it, but just like, I mean, the overwhelming, because obviously my job is social media, like my job is research and analytics and approachable business models for social perspective. It's a whole thing. But like, so spending so much time with Instagram and Facebook and Google and Twitter and whatever else we're on, I just like, we created a TikTok for ourselves. I'm like, I'm not touching that for right now. Like,
I know. I created a TikTok for us. Shameless plug if you didn't catch that. We have a TikTok and
we're obviously very I'm
the cheerleader going, come on, let's do a TikTok.
Well, if we'd ever podcast back in person, maybe I would be up for that.
Yeah. Well, we're doing the best we can.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I'll rephrase it. I'm doing the best that I can. I'm just lucky I showed up here at this point. I'm just so emotionally drained all the time now.
I know. The life of aging.
Aging.
Okay, were you actually talking about a show or did we just go off on a tangent about
another tangent? TikTok? You know what? It's a commercial break, okay? We had those when we were growing up. Millennials listen to us. They're not going to be like, meh. We're used to commercial breaks. We're good. We had, you know, we had cable.
We have streaming services.
We didn't have the, oh, I'm talking like the OG, like, maybe we didn't have the ability to skip through. We didn't have that fast forward button like these babies out here have.
Sure did not.
Nope, we had to suffer through those commercials. And those commercials, I can still quote to the day.
That's true.
But I talked about Dollface. You said Sweet Magnolias was last.
I sure did.
So, I'm back on track. It's been a week, guys. It's only Tuesday. Wednesday. Good God. I'll see myself out. So, Love is Blind.
Don't give away spoilers. I've only watched 4 episodes. I don't want to hear about it. I will say
only 5.
Completely crazy.
There's only 5 episodes.
Oh gosh, my heart. I cannot believe that Danielle and Nick just freaking went for it. Like, I was literally crying so hard.
What I don't love is, oh my God, I'm totally thinking, what's the douchey guy's name? The one who...
Shane?
Yeah, Shane. I always forget his name. I don't love that he's the one who got to propose to someone because he gave me that episode. He's just gaslighting. I'm like, I'm sorry. Like, making it like... In 4K, we caught someone gaslighting us and another woman. I don't like him.
Yeah, it was kind of strange. And I honestly, I hope that...
You're episode 4?
Natalie, I hope that he makes Natalie happy. I think I'm at the beginning of episode 4. No. I hope that he makes Natalie happy, but I'm going to be pissed off if he doesn't. So...
First of all, okay, so you know it's with Natalie. When she said yes to him, and every time I've seen them on screen since then, I'm like, really? Him? Sis.
Yeah. Yeah.
Every time I see him on screen, you can hear me. Really?
Watching him? Shake and...
Dip? Deep?
Yeah, I was going to butcher her name. Like, watching their... relationship evolve into that and him like squeezing her ass at the end when they met. I'm just like, oh my God, this is such an
it was
like so I put on my Facebook because I was so impressed by what he said when coincidence seems confident. I prefer to call that fate. Like, oh, okay, Mr. Word Master. I don't know. He just did like a 360 in the way that he thought, like how he came to that revolution about him and him being shallow and really surface level. It was pretty crazy for him to get there in 7 days.
Okay, so like and just to make sure too, so you're at the point now that they're all coupled up, right?
Not all, I don't think all of them yet. There's
Okay.
still some situations happening, so
Cool.
just
Okay.
take a deep breath.
No, that's exactly what I wanted to do.
More about it next week. It'll be so great.
We're gonna definitely talk more about it. But I just can't get over the gaslighting catch caught in 4K, just saying. Like,
yeah, I was really shocked that Shayna went back in there and
yeah, all of that was not a huge fan of. I really didn't care for that whole breakdown.
And I haven't heard what she's going to tell Kyle yet, so don't tell me. But, like, I'm livid.
It's, you know.
This is like a Jessica and,
Yes, Mark.
Yep, this is like Jessica and Mark's situation all over again. Except for maybe she won't feed wine to her dog.
It's still young. It's still young in the season.
That's true. Okay, tell me about this Pen 15.
Okay, so recommendation from Anna. She is like where I get a lot of my inspo from. So your girl, gotta get her on the pod. She recommended I watch Pen 15. And I was like, okay, cool. You know what? I trust her. I'm willing. I'm down. It is basically set in like middle school, high school era. It's a show on Hulu. You can catch it if you haven't seen it. It's just kind of almost like reenactments, if you will. I don't know if it's like exact. Obviously, it's not like going to be exact, but I guess I think it's kind of their take on high school. But they're two best friends who actually wrote the screenplay and everything, or created it, whatever. So it's really cool to kind of see them and watch them do that. But it's a good series. I think it's two seasons so far. I don't know if there's really going to be a third of the way that they ended it, but it was really good. I couldn't tell if there was a cliffhanger there or not. So I'm hoping there's going to be a third, but I don't know.
Cool.
So I highly recommend.
And your last one?
Oh, yeah. This is a mutual one as well. Kim's Convenience. If y'all haven't watched it, it's so good. If you guys have seen the movie Shang-Chi, Sumu Lee is, I think, how you say his last name. I think that's how it's pronounced. I don't want to butcher it. My apologies if I did. He is in this TV show before he was ever in Shang-Chi. So, super great TV show. It's based out in Canada. It's like a Korean family who own a convenience store, and there's just some funny situations that happen and life stuff. And it overall, I feel like it's a really well balanced movie TV show, and it has a decent amount of series on it. So definitely have to check it out. Judy likes it, right?
I do. Yeah. So far, what I've seen of it.
I'm like, I probably should actually ask her before being like, Judy loves it.
Yeah.
Judy's like, cut.
No, it's been a good show to kind of have on.
I think
I
it's also
have so many things that I have going on that I haven't had time to devote to it.
Yeah, no, I get it. I think it's becoming, I've already watched all of it already. Surprise, I'm surprised. But now I think it's part of also my comfy routine show that I watch. I've actually just been, that's what I've been falling asleep to mostly lately, is just listening to that and then out. So I loves it. It's a good show. So yep. Okay. I feel like this one we're going to get into. Just the first one. I think the rest we probably won't as much. But that first one, I think we're going to need to get into the Tinder swindler.
Yeah. We can
Holy
get into it a little bit.
Holy fucking shit. Sorry, had to be said. Holy fucking shit. This person exists in real life. How?
Yeah. And he's going to start like his own dating app and service and stuff. And it's so crazy.
Podcast. He's starting a business. Like, this man is out here with social media. And I'm dead.
I know. We don't have to give too much of it away, but like, frick. It's so crazy just go watch it. Like, this guy is, he just swindled women into, like, hundreds of thousands of dollars.
Yep. Convinced them to take out loans.
His enemies.
Oh, Judy, say that again.
His enemies.
Say that again. You cut out there. I'm sorry.
I just said that he has enemies.
Oh, it got all jarly there for a second. My bad. Yeah, no, his enemies are my enemies. And now I want to start using that as my, like, my excuse. I'm sorry. I can't come. My enemies won't let me. It's going to be my excuse for work.
Yeah, it's a pretty crazy documentary, so
it's based on true
definitely
events.
Definitely check it out.
And, you know, it's just very astounding to me that, you know, how this whole thing breaks down, how quickly everything seems to be going. I mean, it's hard to say that he's solely to blame. I will tell you that. Like, there's got to be some, like, ownership on the women who he swindled, because I'm sorry, some of the things that were said, I was like, girl, red flag. You dissed it. Red flag. You moved on. Another red flag. What the fuck are you not seeing? Are you colorblind? Like, I was just blown away this whole show. So I'm really excited to see what more comes from it.
Yeah, it's pretty crazy.
I just love the memes that have come out of it. My favorite meme so far was her going, babe, you know, we were supposed to have reservations for Valentine's Day. And there's a picture of him, the Simon, from the Tinder swindler, saying, my enemies canceled the reservation.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, sounds about right. But yeah, it's a good show. If you haven't seen it, please, please go watch it. It's so good.
All right. And what are your other two?
I only have one other one. I wanted to touch base on Pam and Tommy.
There's also another one.
That was not mine.
That's not mine.
Who's taking this child?
Well, this is a situation. I have no idea what "can you keep a secret"
I have is. No idea now. I have to look it up. That was not me.
This is bizarre. Okay, well, tell us about Pam.
Pam and Tommy.
Yeah.
It's a reenactment of what happened with the sex tape scandal for Pamela Anderson and Tommy Lee. And it has Sebastian, Stan, and Emily, Lily something. I'm totally butchering her name. I know where she's from. I think she's been in a different big hit films. But it's a reenactment. Oh, Seth Rogen and Nick Offerman are also in it as well. It's just to recreate what happened literally from both perspectives of why that sex tape was released, and the events that led up to it, and then the events that led to the whole thing. Warning, there is a prosthetic penis involved in the show. So if you're not ready to see that, that might not be your show.
It might not be your show.
I'm going to take a stab in the dark. Watch with a friend. But that's a good show. Okay, first of all, y'all, I'm looking up this other second one. I have no idea what this is.
Well, if it's not ours, then we don't need to talk about it.
Yeah. Oh, but I know now. I know it is about. It's got the guy from. Oh shit! What's his name? It's got Tyler Hoechlin. He's a guy from Teen Wolf.
Sure.
Sure. But I'm going to watch that because it actually looks good. But we're just going to skip it. Joy, joy. I think we're ready to spill the tea with you guys. Right?
Are we?
I'm ready.
Okay, take it away.
Okay. As you guys already know, Queen Riri, she's having a baby with ASAP Rocky. We're so excited. I'm so excited. Like, this is my generation. Riri. She doing the damn thing.
Dude, her baby's gonna be so freaking cute.
Her baby is gonna look glam. That baby is gonna come out looking better than me, already better than me, and be like styling better than me. I'm impressed. Just where I'm at now. I've learned to accept it. I cry on the inside.
Yeah.
But yeah, we're super excited. I can't wait for a little baby Riri. Yeah, ASAP Rocky's there too. I just want to see that. I just want to see like a fat rock on her ring, on her, you know, wedding ring there. I just want to see it. That'd be nice. You?
Well, I put down that Aaron Rodgers and Shailene Woodley have into their engagement as of like yesterday. They both say it's because of work and everything they've got going on. They've just drifted apart. But, like, sources were saying that the whole vaccination thing and how he handled that was a huge bother to her. And just, like, the way he just so easily lies about important things like that. But, so obviously there's some drama behind it that they don't want to dish out right now. But that was a big whoa. This week.
But we know that they know that we know they know.
Yeah. Yeah, we do.
Yeah. Yeah, we're in the know. Also wanted to tell you guys, y'all, Kylie Jenner had her baby on 2/2/2022. How cute is that?
Yeah, she had to have played that.
Stroke of genius. I mean, the only for thing sure. that would have made it better was that baby was born at 2/22. But that is super cute. She named, it sounds like she had done like an Instagram story alluding that her baby's name is Wolf Webster.
So freaking weird.
You know, these people out here naming their child North because their last name is West.
It's not as bad as Apple. Nothing will ever be. Okay, Gwyneth Paltrow, you own it. You got it. You did it. Woo!
Yeah, I would say my child's name weird if I named it Apple, because apparently I say my apples. Like, I'll say the word. I'll be like, oh, it's an apple. Apples! I don't know why. I think there's something wrong with me. Because that's the cutest way to say apples. I don't know where I got it from either. Feel like I picked it up somewhere. I should probably put it back.
Yeah.
So that's the spill the tea we got for this week. Now we're adding things to cart. And I bought so much.
Yeah, I bought the tracking journal, so that actually happened. It's tracking, real cute.
The tracking journal I sent you?
No. You didn't send me one.
No, I thought I sent you one.
I don't think you ever did. But I got this one and it's pretty great. It's by week. And so it has your weekly goals, to-do list, a habit tracker, some space to write down what you've got going on for the week. And it's actually a fairly decent size. So I'm not lugging around the freaking college book.
Right.
And then I'm also not lugging around a pocket square. So it's a nice happy medium.
Love that for you.
Yeah, I'm excited to dive into that.
Yeah, we'll post, we'll send you links for the gram.
Yes.
But I was saying, speaking kind of staying within that like health fitness thing, I ended up getting like this, it's not a spiky ball roller, if you will. I really don't know how to describe it, other than I see it says like helps reduce cellulite. I'm like, hi. So I bought one of those. I'm super excited about it. I love it. Apparently, though, when you do this, there are some bruising because you're hitting, like, I think vein at that point. So my inner thighs, where I am rolling my thighs, have like bruises up and down them. So I'm like, I hope this is okay. But yeah, we're gonna make it through. And then I got those silicone cups that I had on add to cart for like that was pending in my cart forever. I really like them.
Oh yeah.
Well, God, I really haven't used it about a ton, but I used them a little and they're nice. I dig. J'approuve. Yours?
I put down meal kits are worth it. I've been doing a meal kit what now for a month, I think. And I freaking love it. I don't have to go to the grocery store and pick things out and then decide what I want to make or vice versa. Everything already comes for me. But I am pausing it for 2 weeks because I have so many recipes and I could just figure that out. And also, it's actually a lot of waste. I mean, I know that the stuff is recyclable, but there's a lot. So, all in all, I pay $48 with shipping for a week, and it's 4 servings, so 8 meals. I think it's pretty worth it, so.
Yeah, I can see that. We should look into that more.
Yeah.
I have family members who could benefit from something like that, too. So, I like it. So, I've been... Here's what happened. I fell down the TikTok rabbit hole. I scrolled up onto someone's TikTok and it was all these cute jewelry from Amazon that was minimalistic that I picked up on a vibe. And I was like, okay. So I bought things in silver. So I got some really cute sets I'm going to be trying out. But I'm super excited just to kind of play around with more. I'm very minimalistic as far as jewelry goes. I'm very lazy. So, like, if I can just throw it in my ear and not have to worry about it, then I'm fine. Or if I don't have to, like, take off a necklace. Gosh, necklace hurts sometimes. I'm, like, just already having to carry the weight of the world and a necklace. I can't do it.
Oh, my gosh.
So, but, yeah. Minimal... like necklaces, some stack necklaces. I got one that has kind of like my birth year and fancy letters. So I'm real excited about that, kind of edgy. So yeah, I'm super excited. I had a ton of money on my Amazon gift card. So I was like, sold.
So
I like it when I buy things for free. So yeah, more to come. I'll post it on the gram.
Love that.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Yours?
The last one we put down, or I put down, was foam roller. I ended up getting one from Target, but I literally hated it. It was like rolling around on what I presume to be like soft rocks. Haven't spent a lot of time doing that, but it was pretty brutal.
Yeah, so. I don't think like...
It was like, but it was like, so yours is like soft foam and this one was like, ugh, man roller.
Oh, no. Yeah, no, the other ones we have, I mean, it should be, I don't think it should be really soft. Like this one I think is, the foam roller I have, I got from Lululemon. Yes, did I overspend money on a foam roller? Probably did. Was it worth it? Yeah, because it's my color scheme, bitch, so stay in your lane. But it's got different textures and stuff like that. I love it. And it's marble, black and white.
Well, that's what this one had, was different textures. It was too hard.
Oh.
So, I returned it, and we're back in the search.
Amazon or Dick's Sporting Goods?
Yeah, we'll see. I do like a... Never mind.
I feel like I know exactly where you went there. I mean, if we can hit any further, it's like that TikTok or Vine video or video. It's been redone so many times where the girl runs into Staples and she's like, oh my gosh, they sell staplers. So she immediately runs over to Dick's Sporting Goods.
Yeah.
Hint. Wink. But yeah, foam rollers are my jam. Anything that I can do to like fix my ailing body, I'm good. I literally like, I've impressed my PT, physical therapist. I don't know how to go back from that one. So I'm just going to say it. I'm impressing my PTs. That's pretty much the way to do it too. God, I'm tired. I've impressed them with all the stuff that I buy that they're like, okay, have you tried this? Yeah. Own it. Done it. Yup. So, but all of it has to match. So it has to, I'm slowly collecting in the color scheme. That's correct.
Yeah, I could see that for you.
Yeah. But yeah, it's happening. It's a thing. We'll see if we can find you a foam roller.
Okay.
Because if you don't have one, you need one, and that's important. Ugh. But I think that's all that we had to share with you for this week. So, definitely thank you so much for joining us on another episode. We seriously love talking with you, pretty much talking at you at this point because we don't respond. It's fine. But we would love you to like, follow, tell your friends about us, hit that little notification bell on Instagram. I can think today. But we hope you have a wonderful rest of your week, and we'll talk to you next time.
Yeah.
Bye.
Bye.